Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to thank you all for coming back out. This is Babylon Saga. I go by the name of Ye. That's Yahweh Supreme, in case you didn't know. I'd like to take you through the experience of my office. You know, Babylon is like that land that we're going to leave one day. Some of us going to get promoted, some going to be fired. Everybody going to be happy. Come on,
check it.
Well, let me reintroduce you to this lion straight from Judah. One of the 12 tribes, all gather, all rise as we gather around the water coolers as we discuss our exodus. And all the things that Egypt still doing to us, and Jacob still say it's the land of the beautiful. Been here over 20 years, no knowledge for me to grow. This harsh fools, the kids crying. And every time I look in the paper, all I see is Babylon keeps on downsizing. Man, I found a new gig, new strategy. Sure to have all my co-workers getting mad at me. Found wisdom, knowledge, and integrity. Try to get my people ever, all they do is laugh at me. They just blew lamb, getting led to the slaughter while the wicked stay hungry, stay placing their orders. Gotta leave the job before it sets on fire, cause we got weed priors and be my desire. So, my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about
new cars, new frames, no doubt. I'm watching chain, but
they don't really know about it.
New employer, 2 week notice out on Mangamora. It's the land of idolatry, wickedness and queers. In 2 weeks, you notice that I ain't here. They try to convince me and say that the job I get is better, whatever. My key provides for me through any endeavors. I took my stony heart and exchanged it for meekness. So everybody try to take one kindness for weakness. They feel convoying, saying you ain't gonna do that. Give him a couple months and he'll be right back. But I don't argue with no fool, keep my demeanor strictly cool. Maybe you'll understand. And if you just follow by the rules, insubordination, the reason you stuck in the same spaces. So praise Almighty Yah, watch your wicked start decaying. But it's coming from me, so you know they gon' ignore it. Ignore it, it doesn't matter what day they'll meet my applause. Because my hat, my clothes, my dough, they know, but so see.
They don't really know about Yah.
New cars, new frames, no belt, home watch and chain. But
they don't really know about Yah.
Who's this, who's that, what's that, still crap.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. All praises, all glory, and all honor unto the mighty Yah. Welcome to another broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I will be your host this evening. I am Moray Ish-Yah Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati. I am sitting in today for Moray Ish-Yah Ben Yisrael, the official host of Nothing But the Truth. He is not able to be with us this evening, but I will be sitting in for him. And as every show goes, we will discuss nothing but the truth. And we give all praises and glory and honor unto the mighty God for allowing us to be able to be here another night. And we praise the mighty Yah for everyone that is able to join us in listening to our broadcast. for we know that the only reason that you are joining us this evening is because of your fear for the mighty Yah. So we praise the mighty Yah for your presence, and we will be teaching the word of Yah, nothing but the truth. And it is a very interesting time in the United Snakes at this moment. There is a change of the guard occurring amongst this country in which many of us reside in. There's a new regime, there's a new administration making its way into the seat of power. Many people among the country are upset and distraught, depressed, and mournful over the incoming administration, because media has allowed people to believe that the country wasn't being ran by an oppressor for the last 8 years. The media has led many of citizens of this country to believe that the United States was actually a place of unity and hope and progress and something out of a television show. And we that know the truth know that it hasn't been none of those things. But they don't like the incoming king, and so there's this big hype. And you've seen how the media has showed us that Donald Trump might be in cahoots with the big, bad Russian government. And that's scary for a lot of people that grew up remembering how the United States and Russia were involved in a very intricate Cold War that always threatened the imminence of a nuclear winter. And so to use the propaganda machine to hype up controversies between Russia and Trump, they're going at it and attempting to scare people even more. What is all these things, the political status of the country, the international relations the country seems to have with other people, the confidence, or what is it called? The United States decided to refrain from voting against a resolution that goes against what the state of Israel, the Israelis over there in our land, they have been voted, had a resolution passed against them that says that they should not continue building in Israel across the West Bank, Jerusalem. And the United States, who usually vetoes everything against the state of the Israelis, decided to hold their condemnation of the UN resolution, which has, of course, upset all the Edomites, or the Israelis, and the Ashkenazis, over there in the state of Israel. And what does that mean? And what is going on this Sunday, as one of my elders mentioned to me, in Paris, France, 70 nations will gather together to discuss how to bring about a Palestinian state so it could be two states in the land of Canaan, the land that was not given to Palestine nor to Esau, 70 nations will be deciding and discussing how they can part the land and allow the Palestinians to have their own state, along with the Edomites having their own state. 70 nations will be discussing what they believe should be done with the land that Yah has given to you and I. And you also have, of course, the ongoing prison sentence of our people, which is what we should be most focused on today. Our captivity, our existence, and our state. And all of these things, believe it or not, are discussed by Yah himself in the book of the Almighty. How can we prove, how do we know, how can we be sure that Yah has allowed us to know if we should be concerned with Trump, Putin, 70 nations, and some Edomites, or should we be concerned with ourselves? If you go with me to the book Hosea, one of Yah's servants, who Yah told to speak words to his people so that we might know his truth. And in the book of Hosea, the third chapter, we'll begin reading in the first verse, and we'll see what Yah has delivered unto us. Hosea, the third chapter, it reads, "Then said Yah unto me, Go yet love a woman, beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of Yah, toward the children of Israel, who look to their deities, and love flagons of wine. So I bought her to me 15 pieces of silver, and for a homer of barley, for a half homer of barley. And I said unto her, You shall abide for me many days. You shall not play the harlot, and you shall not be for another man. So will I also be for you." Now, Yah said to Hosea, to go get a woman who was an adulteress, because the woman who is an adulteress is according to the love Yahweh is according to the love of Yah toward the children of Israel, because we have been adulterers. We are the wife of the Most High, and we have gone after other masters, other powers, and we have loved to be intoxicated in doing. So he was using Hosea as an example of what has been done to him by us. Hosea, being a husband, had to get a harlot wife, an adulterous wife, because that's how Yah was loved by us. And Yah said this to Hosea in verse 4. "For the children of Israel shall abide for many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, out of ephod, out of teraphim, and afterward shall the children of Israel return and see Yah their Elohim and David their king, and shall fear Yah and his goodness in the latter days." Now, Yah let us know that we will abide many days without a king. So now we can understand what's our current state in prophecy. In this prophecy, Yah said we will abide many days. That means a long time out a king. And since you see that Obama came and went, or he came and he's going, and there's not one piece of legislation he passed to benefit Hebrew Israelites, black people. He passed more legislation, influenced more legislation for the cause and for the struggle of homosexuals, queers in the last 8 years than has been done for black people in their fight of civil rights for the whole 240 or 50 years of this United States government. United States government became an independent government in 1776. And that's 240 or 50 years, 40 years, and you see there has not been as much legislation passed in that time to benefit black people as has been passed in one or two terms of the president of Barack Obama. He did more for them in 8 years than has been done for us in 240. So this man wasn't your king. Donald Trump obviously is not your king. Represent you and I. Yah told him in his law in Deuteronomy 17, around the 14th verse, that when you decide you want a king, you shall get a king of your brethren whom Yah shall choose. Now, of course, Yah ruleth in the kingdom of men, and he sets over whoever he will over the basis of men. But this man is not a brother, so that's not the answer for you and I. So we don't have a king. It's out of prince. There's no heir. There's no leadership for us. Without sacrifice, we don't have the altar set up, the temple set up. We don't have our central place of worship to the Most High. Without an image, there's no images that represent us today. There's no ephod and there's no teraphim. You don't have priesthood set up. So if we want to understand where we're at right now, we're still without all of these important nationalistic representations to show that we are a nation. So since we've gone this long, Yah said we shall seek him. I want you to also look here in Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, because of, as mentioned in the beginning of the program, there's a lot of things going on in the earth today. Of course, in America, you have the changing of administration. And so now there's a lot of media frenzy about that. And you have calling themselves in world events that they haven't been involved in quite a long time. And so we want to know what's going on with those things. You have controversial rulings being passed by the United Nations dealing with the land or the state of Israel. But we have to first focus and understand what is going on with the true Hebrew today. It showed us we're still in that same place without a king, without a prince, without an image, without a sacrifice, without a teraphim, without an ephod. Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, will get another idea of where we can place ourselves so we can understand quite clearly what we should be doing. In Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, beginning at around the 23rd verse, Yah says, I lifted up my hand unto them, also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among heathen and disperse them through the countries, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes, and had polluted my Shabbats, and their eyes were after their father's idols. I said that he would send us quite far away from his land if we did these things. He told us this in the wilderness. He sang a song to Moses, and Moses sang to the whole nation to let us know that Yah would scatter us. He would let us be scattered among the heathen until our power is gone. Because we worship false gods. And today, what do you have the majority of children of Yah doing right now? They're idolizing, worshiping false deities, false Elohim, because they've been scattered and they've been led astray. And Yah said in verse 24 that we did not do his judgments. We despise his statutes. Still today, most Yah's people claim that the law is done away with or that it don't even exist. Yah's people are polluting the Sabbath, and still today, many of Yah's people are going after idols. So Yah said in verse 25, wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. And that's why you see many of our people today drunken over this false book called the New Testament. But Yah said, furthermore, if we expedite to about the 30th verse in the same chapter of Ezekiel 20, where it says, we will say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Yah, are ye polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit ye whoredom after their abominations, your gifts, when you make your sons pass through the fire? Pollute yourselves with all your idols, even unto this day, and shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, saith Yah, I will not be inquired by you. And that which cometh into your hand, mind, shall not be at all. And we've seen this today, that ye say we will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries, to serve wood and stone. Don't you see our people having these thoughts still today? Yah, surely, with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, will I rule over you, and I will bring you out from the people. So Yah said, I don't care who you think you're going to worship, I'm not going to allow you to take it so far that you're just going to assimilate and become not my people. That's why he gives you somebody like Trump. That maybe we're not supposed to be following this foolishness. I've seen it all on social media, and I've heard people, why is this happening? Really got people wondering what's going on. But Yah said, as he lives, surely with a mighty hand in our arm and with fury poured out, will rule over us. And he said he will bring us out from the people and will gather us out of the countries where we are scattered with mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and with fury poured out. Did this happen? We would do that. This is not something that you can debate. He said also in verse 35, and I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face. Some people say we're in the wilderness, but I don't see y'all pleading with anybody face to face. And if you think that he is, he said, like in verse 36, as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, says Yah, your Elohim. So he said he's going to bring us in the wilderness, plead with us face to face, like he pleaded with us in the land of Egypt. Now, if anybody is astute and studied enough to understand and realize what went on in the wilderness, our people in the land when we came out of Egypt, you would know that we're not in the wilderness today. That we haven't been brought out with stretched out arm and fury poured out. Mentioned right before that, thinking we're going to serve other deities, thinking we got this thing under control. We are in that state. That's an obvious thing. These are things that we can see with our own eyes right now. And lastly, before I move to speak about some of these political aspects, let's look here, the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. In Leviticus chapter 26, let's start reading about the 33rd verse in Leviticus chapter 26. Start reading around verse 33. It states here, among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Some people think that land isn't desolate over there. They're only inhabiting like a small part of the land today. And the rest of it is howling wasteland. Verse 34, the land shall enjoy her Sabbaths as long as it lies desolate, and ye shall be in your enemies' lands. Even then the land shall rest and enjoy her Sabbath. As long as it lies desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbath when you dwelt upon it. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts. In the lands of their enemies, the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as a fleeing from a sword. And they shall fall when none pursue it. And they shall fall upon one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none pursueth. And you shall have no power in your hand, or no power to stand before your enemies. Yes. Are we having power to stand before our enemies today? I seen a new statistic that stated that 41 black men have been shot by police since Trump won the election. 41. That's not to mention all the big hype cases about our people being slain by the authorities. There's no power to stand before our enemies. Yes, these are your enemies that constantly seek your hurt. And Yah said, you shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. I don't even have to ask, is the land of our enemies eating us up today? Are we perishing among the heathens today? Is this a current state of our people today? I would say yes. Maybe you might disagree, and that's okay. But evidence shows that our people are being in this land. Verse 39 states, and they that are left to you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemy's lands, and also the iniquity of their fathers shall they pine away with them. Now, what's happening right now? Are we pining away in our iniquities in the enemy's land? What does this word pine away mean to us? The word pine away means figuratively to melt or to flow, to dwindle, to vanish, to dissolve, to be consumed away, pine away. Is that not what is happening to us? Have we not started to fade from existence? We don't even call ourselves by who we are. And the more and more you see, people are just losing all their strength. White men walk into church, murder 9 people, and they say, oh, we give them. He get up there and he say, I don't care. I don't feel bad. Only thing I'm upset about at this point, I got to die for this nonsense. He don't care. He did exactly what he wanted to do. He murdered black people. And those families just forgave him just because. And then finally, one of the family members said, I know I'm a Christian and I don't believe in the death penalty, but I just don't understand why he get to live and my people are dead. I just wish he's dead. But we don't have no power to do anything about it. We're just pining away in our iniquities. One of our iniquities that we're pining away in is being separated from one another. It's an iniquity to not be together. And we're pining away because we're not following Yah's ordinances. And Yah said in verse 40 of Leviticus 26, if they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, brought them into the land of their enemies, if their uncircumcised heart be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity. So that's where I think we would need to be at right now. We right now should be seeking Yah. So we can accept of our situation, ask Yah for forgiveness, admit to you that we have walked contrary unto him and our forefathers have, and humble ourselves. Because once we do this, then Yah said he will remember his covenant with Yahakov, and also my covenant with Yishkah, and also my covenant with Yaakov, with Abraham. And I will remember, and I will remember the land. Yes, because right now, tossed around nations like a football or something. Everybody wants to hand your land. Look in the book Psalms 83. In Psalms 83, it states here, first verse, keep not thou silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace and be not still, O Elohim. Lo, thine enemies make a toll, and they that hate thee have lifted up his. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and have consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together. With one consent, they are confederate against thee. This is what these evil people have done, so that you and I could debate about should we call ourselves nigger, Negro, colored, Afro-American, African-American, and then we start discussing should we call ourselves nigger again. And then they say it's not nigger, it's nigger. And then you have somebody come out and say, well, niggas. They try to make it G-O-D-S. Then somebody says, well, in Ethiopia, they called the king niggas. So you're a king. You call yourself nigga. You're a king. All the while, when we say, well, Israel, they say, I'm not no Jew. Because we don't even want to think about being Israel, because they have taken crafty counsel. And who has done this? In verse 6, it says, the tabernacles of Edom, the Ishmaelites of Moab, and the Hagarenes, Baal and Ammon, Amalek, and the Palestinians. In your book, you see Philistines. What is with the inhabitants of Tyre, Ashur, or Syria, also is joined with them, and they have hope in the children of Lot. Now, who do you see over there always fighting over your land? Syria, who Israel just bombed. State of Israel, I should say, just bombed. Palestinians. Constantly, the Amalekites, the Ammonites, the Gebalites, these are Ishmaelites, the Hagarenes, most of these Ishmaelites, the Ishmaelites of Moab, the Moabites, these are a lot of Arabs, and the Edomites, so-called Jewish men. They're all over there fighting, killing each other over your land. And you also have the white man over there, the European, the Christian, and the Catholic. Everybody wants your land. What did y'all say about these heathens in the land today? Look in the book of Ezekiel. In Ezekiel, the 30th chapter, you see that this is all in the book. That's why I don't need to read the newspaper too much. I look at the newspaper and I check out the news, but I want to know what you're really doing. I'll go to the book of Yah. In the book of Yah, in the book of Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, Yah said this starting in the first verse. Also, thou son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel and say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of Yah. Thus saith Yah Elohim, because the enemy has set against you, aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy and say, thus saith Yah Elohim, because I have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that ye might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen. And he are taken up the lips of talkers and all the infamy of the people. That's what the land of Israel is, infamy of the people. Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of Yah Elohim. Thus saith Yah Elohim to the mountains, and to the hills, and to the rivers, and to the valleys, to the desolate waste, and to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and derision to the residue of the heathen that are round about them. You see, the heathen wants your land also. It's not just the Edomites and the Ishmaelites. to your land also. Therefore, said Elohim, in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen and against all Idumea, who is Edom, which have pointed my land into their possession with the joy of all their heart. If you look in history, ever since Babylon took our people into captivity, Nebuchadnezzar, nations have wanted our land. Babylon, the Persians, the Grecians, the Romans, the Ishmaelites, the Edomites, the Catholics, the Ishmaelites again, the Edomites again, the Christians again, the Europeans, the Germanic people and the Russian people and the English people, all after our land. Today, Donald Trump and his presidency and his administration have announced that they would like to build the embassy of the United States in Jerusalem. Why is that even interesting? Well, it wouldn't be interesting unless it has something to do with the word of the Most High. And look what it says in the book of Daniel. You want to know what Trump really wants to do. Daniel, around the 11th chapter. Let's see here. Around Daniel, the 11th chapter. I guess we want the 40th verse. Push at him. No, I'm sorry. Let's go to the 37th chapter. It says, neither shall he, the king, regard the Elohim of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any deity. For he shall magnify himself above all. So this king is pretty arrogant. But in his estate shall he honor the Elohim of forces, a God whom his fathers knew not. Shall he honor with gold and with silver and with precious stones and with pleasant things. Thus shall he do in most strongholds with a strange deity, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory. And he shall cause them to rule over many, and he shall divide the land for gain. And he, at the time of the end, the king of the south shall push over into him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots and with horsemen and with ships, and he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. He shall enter into the countries and in the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown. But these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom, Moab, and the children of Ammon. And he shall stretch forth his hand in the country, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. He shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt and of the Libyans, of the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. But the tides of the east out of the north and out of the north shall trouble him. Therefore he shall go forth with a great fury to destroy and utterly make way with many. Now, if you don't know who this is talking about, it's talking about your kingdom that you live in today. It's talking about the fourth beast. And it says in verse 45, he shall plant tabernacles of his palace between the sea and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to an end, and none shall help him. So we'll read all that to say, the kingdom of Babylon in which you live in today, they're right in line and step with what this king wants to do that Yah told Daniel about. There's only one kingdom that desires this much money in rich way. That's the kingdom in which you live in today. And Donald Trump and his administration wants to build one of their tabernacles in the glorious holy mountain, right in Jerusalem. If you want to know what Trump is doing, and why is that even something we should pay attention to? Should we pay attention to Trump? Who's going into the land of Israel? Well, as I said earlier, you have 70 nations that will be gathering themselves together in Paris this coming weekend to discuss what and how they can form the Palestinian state. And about a week ago, the UN decided to condemn the building of cities and houses in what they say is the land of Palestine, because they're parting your land, desiring our inheritance. All these things about your land, they have no rights to it. But because we're over here fighting over whose picture we liked on Instagram, we're fighting over small things, little things that continue to destroy us. We enslaved by enemies, and we desire all things at their hand. And while they treat us like pets and working pets and each other, and we are at each other as they have planned to do, as Yah said he would let them do, because we forsook him, now they are having meetings in great big halls, and they're making great big decisions about your home. While you want to go and visit South America and go on a cruise to the Bahamas, they want to be in your home, a glorious land. And if you see what the world stage is being set up today, you see that it's all focused on our land. For instance, in the media, Vladimir Putin, the king of Russia, they think he wants to be the ally with the United States, which that will probably most likely never come to be a tight bond, because this is the kingdom, Russia, that will fight against this country. They're all going to fight against each other. Country of Syria, you see that various nations are involved in the Syrian so-called civil war. Well, how is it civil war if France, England, and the United States, and Turkey, and Russia, and Israel, and Egypt, and Iraq, and Iran, and I don't know who else is over there, are all fighting in that one place? Part of Syria is really your land anyway. But nevertheless, they're all fighting in that one place. There's all this conflict in that area. There's all this conflict in the state of Israel, and everybody has their hand in it. And now the Most High started to move the nation's armies there. Now these militaries involving themselves in the conflict. And what did Yah say about these nations? If you look in the book of Ezekiel 38, in the first verse, it says, "The word of Yah came to me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophecy against it, Now, who are these people? Who is Gog? What's the land of Magog? And who is the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal? What is Meshech and Tubal? You want to know what Meshech and Tubal is? All you got to do is look in the beginning. Common or contemporary studies call Genesis, the 10th chapter, the Table of Nations. Well, look in the 10th chapter, and you'll see how Yah explained all patriarchs of the nations that you have today. In Genesis 10 and 1, it says, now these are the generations of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and unto them were the sons born after the flood. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tyrus. You see? You got Meshech, you got Magog, you got Tubal, and Meshech, and Tyrus. Now, all of these here are Europeans. These are the head and ancestors of the Europeans. Javan is commonly the ancestor of the Greeks and the Romans. Tubal is common in Gomer and Meshech. They're the central and northern European nations. Gomer, you see in verse 3, it says the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Riphath, and Tugarma, Ashkenazi Jews. That's where they get their name from, Ashkenaz. Because the Ashkenazi Jews, they're Europeans that converted to Judaism, and they're from, and their ancestry is Ashkenazi, or Ashkenazi. So these are Central Europeans, Javan, or Southern Europeans, and you have your European nations here. This is the children of Japheth. So you want to know who these Gog and Magog and the land Magog and who's the chief of Meshech and Tubal. These are Northern Europeans. And how do I know they're Northern Europeans? Let's read further. Verse 3 says of Ezekiel 38, says, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And I will turn thee back and put hooks in thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth and all thy army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia. Now, Persia is the ancestral nation of Iran. Meaning the Persians. Yeah. Ethiopia and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. If you want to know who is the allies, who's the big allies of Persia and Ethiopia? Libya. You want to know who the big allies of those countries are? Just look it up. You'll see it's Russia and China. It says Gomer and all his band, who just read, Gomer is one of the sons of Japheth, and all his band, the house of Tugarma, that includes all the Ashkenazis. These are Central Europeans. And a couple years ago, the Russians decided to, what's called, part of a country called Ukraine, called Crimea. They annexed it. And these people in Crimea, they wanted to be part of Russia. They wanted Russia's help. And they're all allies. It says, be thou prepared with thee, and prepare thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, be thou on guard unto them. Verse 8, after many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. You shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people. against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. You shall ascend and come like a storm, and you shall be like a cloud to cover the land, you and all your band, many people with you. Thus saith Yah Elohim, it shall come to pass that at the time, same time, shall things come into thy mind as an evil think, an evil thought, and you shall say, I will go up unto the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest and dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars or gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods, that have gotten cattle and goods and dwell in the midst of land, Sheba and Dedan and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof shall say unto thee, are you come to take spoil? Have you gathered together the company to take prey, to carry away silver and gold, and to take away cattle and goods and a great spoil? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to God, thus saith Yah Elohim, in that day when my people of Israel dwell safely, shall you know it. And you shall come from thy place out of where the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses in great company in a mighty army. And so you see, this is the northern Europeans, northern Asian or European nations, commonly called Russia, Poland, Austria, Germany, Ukraine. These places are a part of this company of Gog and Magog. And they're not, they also want a part of your land. They also want part of Israel. But they're coming together today. They're all coming together today. And so they're not going to be friends with the United States much longer, because they'll be fighting. He's bringing all those nations into one place. Just like all the nations are deciding to try to make a second state in the land of Israel today. But there's a reason Yah is bringing them all together. First, they're going to come talk. And then, it's not going to be a lot of talking. And how do I know Yah wants to bring them together? All you got to do is look in the book of Joel, in the third chapter. In the first verse, it says, for behold, those days, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted. This is what they did and are doing and will do. First, they had to get us out. And while we're here wondering if I'm black or tan, am I Afro-Asian, am I this, am I that, all they're doing is conspiring how to keep us permanently away. I know they have to start to put us in concentration camps and jails and silence us, because Yah said in Daniel that knowledge would be increased. And so the more that we grow in knowledge and start to realize what's going on, you know, that's going to upend their plans. But Yahweh got this. They part in the land. They've already parted the land. But now they're trying to part it even more. And Yah said, he's going to gather all these nations in the valley of Jehoshaphat. In verse 3, he says, and they have passed for my people. Yeah. Ever heard of the what's the book called? How Europe colonized Africa or something like that. But in the late 1800s, there was a big meeting like they're about to have in Paris. There was a big meeting. I believe it was in Germany. It might have been in France. There was a big meeting. All the European nations and all the, how Europe colonized Africa. That's the name of the book. There was this big meeting. How they can all divide up the continent of Africa. They did this. They wanted to divide up all the people in Africa and how all the nations, the European and Western white nations, were going to have their rule over all the black people of the world. The continent of Africa, including the state of Israel. How they were going to do all of this. And they all cast lots for us. They've been doing this for years. They do it every some odd years. How are we going to divide up the original man? And it says, you have gotten a boy for a harlot. Did they not sell her for whoredom? And sold a girl for wine? Did they not sell us for alcohol that they might drink? Yea. And what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon and all the coast of Palestine? Hey, what you got to do with Yah's people and Yah's land? Because they put their 2 cents in too to divide us. Will you render me a recompense? And if you recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head. If you have taken my silver, you went into the land of Palestinian, took Yah's silver and gold and carried it into your temples, my goodly, pleasant thing, the children of Yehuda and the children of Jerusalem, have you sold to the Grecians, right, that ye might remove them far from their border? And are we not far from our border? Behold, I will raise them out of the place where you have sold them and return your recompense upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and daughters into the hands of the children of Yehuda, and they shall sell them to the Sabians, to a people far off. For Yah has spoken it. Proclaim this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty man. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares in the swords and your pruning hooks in the spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. And this is what they're doing. The nations of the world are getting strong. You see Korea boasting that they got missiles, and China's building up their arsenal, and Russia's building up their arsenal, and European nations are building up their, everybody is prepared. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen. Verse 11. And gather yourselves together round about. Cause the mighty ones to come down, O Yah. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. So, this is what you have going on in the world today. Of course, is nothing that there's a new king in Babylon coming. This is what happens every 4 to 8 years. This is that this particular king happens to be very arrogant. As arrogant as the pharaohs of old, I would say. And Yah spoke of a very arrogant king in the last days, as we read in Daniel. And it's nothing that Russia is doing what they do, but they happen to be doing it at a time in which Yah said that these nations would ally themselves. It's nothing that nations are gathering and talking about what they want to do with Israel. and Palestine, because they've been doing this for hundreds of years. But they just so happened to be doing it at the time that Yah said that they would come together, part the land, think to have the land of Yah to their own. And this all is happening at a time when Yah said something very important to the children of Israel. I'm going to go over these last two scriptures, and then I'm going to go to our call board. If there's anybody that would like to make a comment or has a question, all you have to do, if you're listening by way of the phone, press the number one. If you're listening by way of internet, call 347-838-8963. 347-838-8963. And this is when, you see, you got this arrogant king in America. You got all the nations around about the world seeming to converge upon Yah's holy land. When Yah said this about his people, because it is you and I who we should be focusing on. And I'll show you why. Go to Deuteronomy, verse 32. Going to show you why we need to be focusing on Israel. Deuteronomy 32 and let's start reading at verse 8. It says, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, children of Israel, that means Yah had your nation on his mind when he was creating Adam and all of his sons. For Yah's portion is his people. Yahakov is the lot of his inheritance. Yah always concerned with us, and he put the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel, meaning the world is allocated in their borders according to where Yah has put us. And people don't want to stay place. They want to come in Yah's place. So Yah is always dependent on, looking upon his people, the children of Israel. He is thinking because everybody else is about to be us or live where we should be living. And here in Deuteronomy 31, come to pass, and all these things which I have set before thee, now shall call them into mind among all the nations, Yahweh Elohim. And see, all these things are because happening at the same time, you and I have been driven into all nations where Yahweh has put us because we are against him. And we are calling into mind the blessing and the curse. Return to Yah, Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. This is happening at the time when I said it's time for us to return to his ways. And lastly, in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, the first verse, Yah says, gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. This is what we should be doing right now, because Yah said, do this before the tree go forth, before the day passes the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger upon you. Seek ye Yah, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, that these shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. For God shall be forsaken. Ashkelon shall be a desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod at the noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up. Woe to the inhabitants of the sea and to the nation of the Hittites. The word of Yah is against you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines. I will destroy you, that there shall be no inhabitant. So Yah is ready to get busy, because you see, the nations are doing what he said they would do. It's time for you and I to do what Yah said we must do, and that the remnant is going to do. This is up to you and I if we want to be part of Yah's remnant. Hallelujah. Praise mighty Yah. If there's anybody that is listening to us at this moment that desires to make a comment or has a question about anything we spoke about this evening and night, then all you got to do is call 347-838-8963 and press the number 1. I see we have a caller ready to speak. Shalom, you're on air.
Shalom, shalom, all right. This is Ephraim.
Shalom, Elder Ephraim. Good to be. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. This is a very, very interesting subject we're having tonight, and it's showing that we are in the end times and that our people should pay attention to what's going on. Otherwise, we're going to be missing the boat.
Yes.
With that said, it brings to mind Jeremiah, I believe, 16, verse 14 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to quote, it says, "Behold, the days come, said Yah, that the people shall no more remember Yah that brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But behold, the days come that it shall be remembered that Yah brought the children up out of the land of the north, the seed of the children of Israel." So what I've gathered from that is that when he comes, he's going to take us out of here, and he's going to take us to the land of the north. That's where our wilderness is going to be. Now, you might differ with that, but this is what I interpret. That's probably going to be the northern part of our land, is up by Syria, by the Euphrates. That's where he's going to take us. And there, since we're a divided people, we don't see eye to eye. There are so many things that we're thinking and doing the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that that's when he's going to get those the rebels out of there, and the rest of us, if we make it that far, we're going to learn Yah's Hebrew. And he's going to put those words into our hearts right there. And from that point, we're going to build cities. We're going to build houses there, and we're going to live there. That's where the walls, city without walls. Because we leave here, we're going to have certificates of gold in our possession. We won't have gold itself, but we're going to have certificates. And that's where those nations are going to come up against us to take this money back, with all the cattle and everything that we've possessed. And he's going to bring us down. Once we become one people, then we're all going to come down to the land of Israel. Then we're not going to go to Israel right away. We're going to go up there, and that's where we will become one nation. Your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, I mean, I really can't say if you're right or if you're wrong about the geographical locations, about where Yah is going to place us or bring us from. When he says that in Jeremiah, he says he's going to bring you from the land of the north and from all the places where you're scattered to. I would have to just study that a little bit closer to see if what you're saying is absolute truth or if what Yah is saying that, you know, because we currently dwell in lands of the north, which is one of the major places where we're at now, maybe he's speaking of that. But I won't say that you're wrong, and I can't confirm that either. I would just have to study on the claims that you're making, but they sound very insightful, and I can't disagree with it at this time or agree with it, but whatever Yah is going to do, you're right that he's going to do it soon. If we don't conform to him, then we will miss the boat.
Right. Because he's not going to bring us in the land unless we all are one nation.
Right.
One mind.
He said he was going to bring us out of the lands where he has scattered us, and he will bring us into the
mm-hmm.
wilderness of the people. And there
right.
he will plead with us face to face, as he has pleaded with our fathers in the wilderness
mm-hmm.
of Egypt. And so
mm-hmm.
he said he's there. He's going to bring us under the bond of the covenant.
Right.
He will cast out from amongst us the rebels that forsake him. So, yes, we're going to have
right.
a period where we're
mm-hmm.
will we recommit to the Most High? Will we don't? There's not going to be any question, any debate. We're not going to have to go around debating anybody. We're not going to have a bunch of conferences and anything in that manner, because Yah said He is going to plead with us. He's going to judge us.
Yeah.
He's
right.
going to tell us what happened, and He's going to bring us under the bond of the covenant. And there ain't going to be anybody
right.
that can stand up and challenge the Most High at that time. And so there's not going to be
right.
any of that. So, yes, we have to be one, and we will be one when we enter into Yah's holy land. He's not allowing us to go in there uncircumcised of
that's
heart
right.
or flesh.
That's right. And then when these ships of Tarshish is going to bring us there, that's about the only place where they're going to be able to bring us, because going down to any other part of the wilderness, the Mediterranean is not down there. You're going to have to go to the north, because he's going to bring us out of the land of the north country.
Mm-hmm.
Not the north like the United States, the north country above Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he's going to bring us out. And that's where we're
mm-hmm.
going to be, like you said, brought into the bond of the covenant.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he let me see this, and but I've got to do some more studies on it. But this is what I'm feeling. Because the Most High said, wisdom shall be increased in the latter days.
Right.
Knowledge shall be increased.
And that's the truth.
Right.
And if anybody
right.
is going to know where Yah is going to place, this is going to be one of Yah's servants. So we'll just study those things and look at them real close. And if Yah confirms, you know, Yah said, there's always two more witnesses to confirm that. If Yah
that's right.
confirms what he's saying, then praise mighty Yah. And if we're in the
praise
wilderness, to me, it don't matter where the wilderness is. I just want to make it to the wilderness and to the land.
Yeah,
that's
first the first cut.
Right.
Yeah, that's the first
it.
Cut.
Whether it's in China, whether it's in Africa, whether it's here in America, let's make it and let's make it home.
That's right. You know, like I say, that's the first cut, then the second cut, and it's getting out of there,
mm-hmm.
and then moving into the land.
That's
I mean,
right.
I just can't wait. Most High,
well, I hope
you know, he's got me.
Right. I hope to see you there, and I hope that we can make it. Who
praise the
and and especially our children. So praise
yes,
the mighty God.
Praise the mighty
call, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. All right.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Praise Yah. If anybody else would like to make a comment, have a question, all you have to do is press the number 1 or call 347-838-8963. That's 347-838-8963. And on what Oliver was speaking about, where are we going to be at? Where's the wilderness going to be? And look at that Ezekiel, because this is where Yah said he was going to bring us into the wilderness. So let's take a peek at it. It says here in Ezekiel 20th chapter, in the 33rd verse, "As I live, saith Yah Elohim, surely with a mighty hand, with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, will I rule over you, and will bring you out from the land, from the people." Yah said he will bring us out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered. So you're definitely leaving your jailhouse. I can't reject this. This is what he said. He will take us out of the countries and away from the people where we're scattered. And he said he'll do it with a mighty hand and with fury poured out and with a stretched out arm. So we're not going to miss this event. This is not going to be something that he's like, "You didn't see it?" No, I didn't see it. This is going to be something global. And then in verse 35, he says, "And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face." So he's going to bring us into a wilderness. Wilderness is, right? That means there's nothing going on in the wilderness. It's deserted. "And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant." You know what passing under the rod means? It means you're going to be disciplined. You know, when your grandparents say, go to the bushes there and get a switch. Well, that's essentially what we're going to be doing. Go to that dreadful looking bush area and we're going to get a switch. Yah switch. And you can't go and try to pick out a thin one that ain't going to do, that you think isn't going to do nothing. You know, you used to pick out them thin ones and they'd be the worst. Well, Yah going to give you the option what kind of switch you want to pick out. He going to bring us under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. He's going to bring us under his covenant. And then he said, "And I will purge out from among you rebels." So when he brings us all out, wherever it's going to be, everybody's going to be there that's alive at that time. All of the Israelites will be there, rebels included, because he will purge out the rebels. And he will purge out the rebels and those that transgress. And he will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yah. Hallelujah. So, I can't tell from that scripture where exactly the wilderness is going to be, but I can definitely tell from that scripture is not where you live right now. So anybody that thinks that we are in the wilderness today, that's not happening. We're not in the wilderness today. No, not at all. because Yah made it explicitly clear he's taking us out of the place we're at. And he's going to whoop our tail. And we're going to have to submit to that covenant, or we're going to be dead. Not in the wilderness. And I don't want to be, and I don't want my children to be part of that group. So let's gather ourselves together so we can be of the good people, the good children of Yah that make it. We're definitely going to look at that, find out where might the wilderness be, as Yahweh revealed that to us right now. Or is that for a later time? Question number one, if not, that's fine. We thank you for listening to Nothing But the Truth this night. We hope that you were edified. We hope that the words of the Most High brought you closer to His truth, closer to Him. And don't forget to view Shabbat services tomorrow. If you're out of the city of Cincinnati, then you can check us out right on youtube.com/HOY Cincinnati, or go straight to ProGatheringUSL.org. We'll also be airing our classes live on Facebook, facebook.com/Morah, M-O-W-R-H, Isha, I-S-H-Y-A-H. That's facebook.com, Morah Isha, where our Facebook class will be able to be viewed live Shabbat services. Also on YouTube, and you can also just go right to our website and see it all there. Starting tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. going to 5 o'clock p.m. WorldGatheringIsrael.org, live Shabbat services. For everybody that joined us, thank you for listening. Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we on the house of Israel. Hallelujah.